And now, right across Australia, it's time for the House of Wellness.
Sometimes I get a good feeling.
The House of Wellness. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
Good morning and welcome to the House of Wellness. It's so lovely to be with you on this Sunday morning. I'm Jo Stanley. As always, I'm joined by Gerald Quigley. Hi there, GQ.
Good morning, Jo.
And podcast and Seize the Yay author Sarah Davidson is back. Hi, Sarah.
Good morning. Good morning,
Sarah.
Lovely to be back.
It is so good that we made it with all the clocks changing and everything. We got here on time.
And don't forget the big run, the Melbourne Marathon. And good luck to the Chemist Warehouse running team led by Mario Tasconi in all his glory. He's doing the full, what is it, 32?
42 Ks.
42 and a half, guys.
Oh,
42 and a half.
Doing that today.
I mean, I've done one. Has anyone done one?
Like, I haven't done a full.
It was 15 years ago, and I will never stop talking about it.
Really? Lifelong achievement. Lifelong achievement.
Anyway, yes, all the best to everyone who is out running today. So our lead topic today is dementia, and I want to dive right in with an observation about this because it is a very, very common disease. Nearly 500,000 people in this country suffer from it, and you think about also the millions of Australians who are involved in caring for someone with dementia. Yet I would say it's a very misunderstood condition, Gerald.
Totally. Yes, totally, Jo. And it's not inevitable. It is not inevitable that we will suffer from dementia. The puzzling part, I find, is that there is no differentiation between someone who's a professional, highly intelligent, very busy, or not so, for various reasons. So it seems to be quite random, but the shock of a dementia diagnosis within a family unit is an awful confrontation, and it'll be fascinating to hear what Professor Michael Woodward, who's a great bloke, where he takes us in all of that and how we cope with that sort of diagnosis.
So, yes, it doesn't discriminate, but, you know, people talk about how, and certainly through COVID, we've had brain fog and we've had forgetfulness, but forgetfulness doesn't necessarily lead to dementia.
No, it doesn't.
And
no.
Dementia doesn't only cover forgetfulness.
That's true. And sometimes the offhand comment to an older person, oh, you know, you're losing your mind. It makes them really worry.
Moment.
Yes, it makes them worry. And because we talk about dementia and dementia-related illness and Alzheimer's so commonly these days.
Yeah. So we are going to be joined by Associate Professor Michael Woodward, Honorary Medical Advisor for Dementia Australia, to take us through the early warning signs of dementia and what follows once diagnosis is confirmed. Plus, if you're thinking that you may be too old to make a career or lifestyle change, we hear one woman's personal story of jumping off that corporate roller coaster. I love this. You've done it yourself, Sarah.
I have indeed made the big jump.
It's possible to change your life if you're not enjoying it. Tori Archbold is the director of her brand building business Powerful Steps and the podcast series Powerful Stories. So we're going to hear her life-changing journey from PR doyen to now inspiring women to empower themselves in their lives. And Gerald, we've got a couple of health topics from you. We're going to be talking about fluid retention and that horrible bloating feeling that's highly relatable.
That and some verbal options.
Very
there,
familiar with that one.
Yes, that's right. And also, on the flip side, what can be taken to support reproductive health in men? All very important conversations.
An interesting discussion.
Yes. So give us a call also, 131-873, with any questions that you might have to support your health. It might be something that you would like to advise on a supplement to take or how to ease a symptom that you're experiencing. Give us a call, 131-873 is our number. Next up, dementia and what happens once diagnosed.
You're listening to the House of Wellness right across Australia. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
What if there was a way you could save young lives while saving the planet? Introducing Unlabeled, a range of cruelty-free, vegan and ethically sourced skincare products made from 100% recycled post-consumer waste plastic. But here's the best part. 100% of all profits from the sale of Unlabeled products go towards preventing youth suicide. So try Unlabeled the next time you need to top up your hand wash. It's just $8.99 at Chemist Warehouse and includes essential oils like lemon myrtle, sandalwood and eucalyptus. Chemist Warehouse, great savings every day.
The House of Wellness, thanks to Chemist Warehouse. Get Caruso's Fluid Away for only $34.99 at Chemist Warehouse. Great savings every day.
131-873 is our number. Give us a call with any questions for your health. We'll get to those calls in just a moment. But first, we've already shared with you those two statistics. 500,000 people here in Australia are living with dementia, with a further 1.6 million people involved with their daily care. But here are two other statistics. Dementia is the second leading cause of death of Australians and the leading cause of death for women.
No.
Yes. So there's obviously a very important conversation to be had here, and joining us on the line to help us do that is Associate Professor Michael Woodward, an Honorary Medical Advisor for Dementia Australia. Hello, Michael.
Hello. I think we've got Joe, Sarah and Gerald.
Nice. Yes. Hey, Michael.
That's correct, Michael.
Yes. You're on the ball, Michael.
I like it. Present and accounted for. So, Michael, it is a simple question, but what exactly is dementia?
So dementia describes a collection of symptoms, and it's caused by disorders affecting the brain. It's not a specific disease. It can affect thinking, memory and behaviour. Brain function is affected enough to interfere with someone's normal social or working life. So we have trouble getting through our daily routine.
I think, Michael, many of us say, you know, from time to time in a casual context, you know, we're having a senior's moment when we've forgotten a name or a place. And Joe mentioned before the COVID brain fog has led us to have a few more of those than usual. But what are the signs and symptoms that we should actually be concerned about? Like, when does it just go beyond a moment of forgetfulness?
Yeah, that's an important point. I mean, if we misplace our keys, it doesn't mean we've got dementia. It's important to realise that it's not a normal part of ageing, although it does predominantly affect older people. And the early signs can be subtle and may not be immediately obvious, but common symptoms include memory loss, changes in planning and problem-solving abilities, difficulty completing everyday tasks, or confusion about time or place. Sometimes we have trouble understanding what we see, such as objects or people. We might have difficulty with distances and depths and space in our surroundings. We might also have difficulty with our speech or our writing or our comprehension. We can misplace objects and lose the ability to retrace our steps. There can also be changes in our judgment. It may become poorer. We can withdraw from work or social activities, and there can also be changes in mood or personality.
There are so many questions, Michael, aren't there? Now, once diagnosed, Michael, if we can go through that scenario, once diagnosed, then what?
Well, you're right. It's important to get a diagnosis, and that's where a GP or a specialist can be helpful. But once we are diagnosed, we need to realise, firstly, that there are a number of conditions that produce symptoms similar to dementia, and these can often be treated. They include vitamin, hormone deficiencies, depression, medication effects, also infections and even brain tumours. So it's very important, if you get the symptoms that I just described, to start by seeing your doctor.
Mm-hmm. Good.
And then what then for someone who has received this very shocking diagnosis, I imagine, and for their family as well?
So we need to have access to support and information, and that's available. We may need medication, and we may be interested in being involved in research. Some of you will have heard the latest drug research that's just been completed. It was on all the news broadcasts just a few days ago. So there's a lot happening, but it's certainly very important to realise that not all symptoms are caused by dementia, so an early diagnosis is important. And, you know, some people will say, well, why have I got it? Is it genetic? Well, it can happen to anybody, but the risk increases with age. It depends on a combination of age, the genes that you've got, the way you've lived your life, your healthiness. Over the age of 65, it affects about one person in 10. Over the age of 85, three people in 10. And there are probably even more who have the accumulation of the toxic protein in their brain, but they have no symptoms yet. People under 65 can get it. We call that younger onset dementia, but it's much less common. It can be hereditary, but that's quite rare, although there is an increased risk if other family members are affected by it.
Michael, is there a cure for dementia?
Look, it is a progressive condition. The symptoms begin slowly and gradually worsen over time. At this stage, there's no known cure, but what we try to do is slow down the progress so that we don't move into the more serious stages in a rush. And there's many things that we can do. So we need to look at our lifestyle, we need to look at supports, and we may need therapies. But these vary depending on the type of dementia. There's Alzheimer's, there's vascular dementia, there's Lewy body disease, there's frontotemporal dementia. We need to target our approach depending on the precise diagnosis.
Michael, the medications that have been available over the last probably 10 to 15 years come with a raft of adverse effects that can often cause a problem. But there's been new developments, hasn't there, in from a nutritional perspective and medical food, special medical food. Do you feel that's the pathway to perhaps reducing the risk of cognitive impairment as we age?
Oh, absolutely, Gerald. I mean, we know that if we have a good diet, a Mediterranean diet, if we have enough exercise, if we keep our brain active and keep socially engaged, we're less likely to develop dementia. We're less likely to deteriorate, even if we're in the early stages of dementia. And there's also a medical food. You've probably heard of the name Suvinaid, which has been shown by one very well-constructed trial to slow down the rate of decline in our memory and our cognition. And I certainly recommend that to all my patients in the early stages of Alzheimer's disease.
Great. I found the website dementia.org.au really useful. There are so many wonderful information cards there that you can sort of access in many different areas. But specifically, there were recommendations as far as the, how to reduce the risk of cognitive decline. Very quickly, what are some key takeaways there, Michael?
So it's very important to understand what's going on. It's important to look at those lifestyle risk factors that I mentioned before. We need about 40 minutes of exercise 5 times a week, a bit of huffing and puffing, not a gentle stroll. We should make sure that our diet is as Mediterranean as possible, green leafy vegetables, fish, not too much red meat, not too much fat, not too many desserts. We need to also keep our brain active, about half an hour of some sort of mental stimulation every day. It could be Sudokus or Wordles or playing chess or jigsaw puzzles, something that gives our brain a bit of a workout. And we also need to not cut ourselves off from our friends and family and our social communities, but also other things like depression, deafness. Now, that's one that doesn't always come up to the awareness. We've got to make sure that we are wearing our hearing aids if we need them, because it's not just that we lose the understanding of what people are saying, but we lose the stimulation of our brain if we're not dealing with deafness. They're the sorts of things that we can do.
Well, the website is dementia.org.au. As I said, this is amazing resources there for you if you're looking for support any way. Thank you so much all of that really useful information, Michael.
My great pleasure.
Bye.
You have a great Sunday. 131-873 is our number. Hello, Jeff in Ascot Vale.
Hello, Jeff. Good morning.
Morning, Jeff. Good morning. How are you?
We're well. How can we help?
I just wondered, I'm 82, and I wondered, how do you die from dementia?
Well, it's really the associated things around dementia that cause the issues, Jeff. Usually a person with dementia has a poor immune system, which means they're more likely to pick up other infections, and we've just come out of COVID. There's certainly a relationship between COVID infection and brain function, neurological issues. A person with dementia has also got probably a higher risk of lung diseases like pneumonia. So it's other things, but certainly it is associated with a shorter lifespan, even though we hear of people with dementia living for quite an extended period of time. But the stats tell us that that's not quite the case, Jeff. So it's a matter of keeping yourself as well as you can.
Thanks so much for your call there. Keep them coming. 131-873 is our number. We'll get to more calls next. Plus, look, it's not a glamorous conversation, but it's very common. We're talking fluid retention after this.
The House of Wellness, thanks to Chemist Warehouse. Get Go Healthy Oyster Plus Sink for only $24.99 at Chemist Warehouse. Great savings every day.
Welcome back to the House of Wellness. 131-873 is our number. Do give us a call with any questions for your health. We were just speaking with Associate Professor Michael Woodward about dementia, and most certainly a lot of people have any questions and lots of questions and comments about this. John in Hastings, I understand that you are one of the over 1 million Australians who has been caring for someone in your life who has dementia.
Yes, guys, good morning. I have been caring for the last 5 months for my father.
Mm-hmm. Caring at home, John?
Yeah, at his house. Yeah, he lives on his own.
Good was, for you.
He's 83. Mm-hmm. But there came a stage where I couldn't do it any longer. Mm-hmm. He was packing his bags at night time and walking down the streets, and he didn't know his address where he lived. And it got very hard. Very, very hard.
And it is a difficult decision to make, John, but sometimes in care, we know so much more about dementia and how to look after people who are in care and give them all the support that they need. Mm. And it probably in many ways lifted a huge load from your shoulders, because probably when you knocked on his door, you wondered, will he be here or not? Or will he leave the stove on or whatever? So difficult decision, John, but well done.
Yes.
And you know, make sure you look after him and visit him.
And John, what was your experience in those early days? How did you notice his changes?
He was putting tools from the garage into his bedroom. He was thinking people were stealing from him. Mm. Just not being able to turn on the television. He couldn't find the remote control.
Yeah.
Had packed them in his wardrobe. And
yeah.
Just little things that made you aware of what's happening.
Yeah. Mm. Well, and hopefully, is he getting treatment, John? Is he on a medication, or he's just been cared for well?
He's actually in a nursing home now, and he's starting to settle in.
Oh, good.
But he gets his care 24/7 there, you know, he stays.
Well done. Yeah. All right. Well, good. Well done. And, you know, we're thinking of you and many people in your situation.
Yes, very traumatic in that situation. Robin in Roeville, good morning.
Hi, Robin.
Good morning. I'm 85, and, look, she's very switched on for her age. But, that's my phone going. When she's obviously very forgetful because she's 85.
Sure.
When does that become dementia, or does it just stay old age?
Dementia doesn't doesn't differentiate, Robin, and that's the challenge. So if you are concerned about your mum, particularly bearing in mind those things that Michael said, if her routines change, if she forgets things, then the place to start is her GP, where you do a little test that's called a mini mental test, which is an elementary way of just seeing how far down the track her memory failure is going. And then, if necessary, she'll be referred on to a neurologist or a geriatrician like Professor Woodward. But not necessarily is one accompanied the other. And I've known people at 96, 97 switched on, physically really challenged, but mentally really switched on. So it's just a matter of keeping an eye on what's going on with your mum, Robin, and not necessarily, as I said, does one follow the other.
Yeah, all the best there, Robin. 131-873 is a number. Keep your calls coming. But first, Gerald, I know it's a very common experience that a lot of us have, fluid retention, which, look, so many of us put up with it, I think, but don't take action. Yet there are things we can do, Gerald.
There are, look, and usually caused, Joe, by hormonal changes, or it might be, and it's just basically your body holding on to fluid. And that can be from a protective mechanism. It can be perhaps other things as well. But there are gentle herbal remedies. There are strong, powerful things you can get on prescription, but there are gentle herbal remedies for that occasional fluid retention. Things like dandelion, things like philanthrus, there's celery. These things have been clinically proven to make a difference. Very gentle, often a twice a day, so it means you can take them at night without thinking, gee, I'm going to be up every hour going to the loo. They don't work that way at all. It's a gentle option, but certainly get some advice based on the traditional herbal medicine evidence that's out there, because it does help, really does.
Gerald, what about the step before that in sort of looking at the causes of the fluid retention and then maybe trying to avoid them in advance? What are some of the things that does cause the fluid retention? Because I've heard some of the foods that I quite like might be on that list.
That can happen. But it's a matter of just being aware. And how often do we say, be aware of your own body? If you find that doing or eating or drinking something that causes you to retain fluid, avoid it. But if you happen to get caught short, there are these options available with some advice. So, and they're very gentle options as well. Nothing dramatic at all. But everybody's different, and certainly probably it's more women that retain fluid more than men. But if you notice that you're becoming a bit bloated, or you notice you're a bit tired and sluggish due to fluid retention, there are some options available.
I do love the fact that we're using ingredients that you just find in nature. So we're talking celery, dandelion.
Who knew? It's everywhere. Dandelion. Yes, it's everywhere. And these things have been around for yonks and yonks and yonks. There's some evidence about, which has got a fascinating name, and it's called Philanthus amarus.
Philanthropist.
Otherwise known as stonebreaker.
Yes, well, it's got a number of different names. Many herbal remedies do have different names, but that one really we don't often see in formulations, but it does make a difference.
Yeah. No need to suffer in silence.
No, and don't. And it's, again, you go to your health practitioner, get some advice, make a difference to yourself.
Great. 131-873 is our number. We'll get to more calls next, plus some inspiration for you to take control of your life and reach for your goals. That's on the House of Wellness.
You're listening to the House of Wellness right across Australia. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
Does excess fluid make you feel bloated? Try Caruso's Fluid Away, Australia's number one fluid retention formula. It contains herbs traditionally used in Western herbal medicine to reduce abdominal bloating and temporarily relieve mild fluid retention. Try it to believe it with a 100% money-back guarantee. Caruso's Fluid Away starts from $20.99 at Chemist Warehouse. Always read the label and follow the directions for use. T's and C's apply. See Caruso's website for details. Chemist Warehouse, great savings every day.
The House of Wellness, thanks to Chemist Warehouse. Get Caruso's Fluid Away for only $34.99 at Chemist Warehouse. Great savings every day.
Welcome back to the House of Wellness. Well, sometimes we can feel a bit stuck, as though we're living a life that perhaps we didn't actually want, but we're not sure how to change it or how to reach for what it is we really do want. Well, our next guest is proof you can make bold changes to your life, create a new life for yourself, and inspire many, many people along the way. She's the powerhouse behind business coaching platform called Powerful Steps and a podcast series, Powerful Stories. Tori Archbold, welcome to the show.
Hi, Tori.
Oh. Hi, guys. I'm so excited for this power chat on a Sunday morning. Thank you for having me.
It's a great way to start the day. So, Tori, you once ran one of our country's top PR firms, Torstar, for 20 years, and your client list was full of big names from Megan Gale to Drew Barrymore, but a health crisis ended up setting you on a very different path. Can you tell us about that?
Yeah, well, I guess, you know, every good story has to start somewhere. Many, many years ago, I set myself on a pathway where I wanted to partner with the world's top performing brands. I knew I had to get an education. So I went to London and was lucky enough to work for some of the top international marketing executives for the likes of Viacom, like MTV, Nickelodeon, Columbia TriStar, George Lucas Film. And I fell in love with the power of storytelling and could see the impact that it could deliver to the world. So I came back to Australia, saw a gap in the market and said to myself, just because I don't have any money or media connections doesn't mean that I can't start my own agency. It doesn't mean because everyone said I couldn't that I shouldn't. So I did, and I guess I proved to myself and everyone else that anything is possible when you anchor your dreams to your values, intent, and purpose. So talking about the game-changing moment, Joe, I actually had two. The first one was when I had my agency, Torstar. My daughter was only 6 months old. We were responsible for 12 shows during Fashion Week, which meant, you know, we're looking after all the top performing designers at that time, which were like Alex Perry, Jason Brunson, Leona Edmondson. And I found out that my daughter's father was not actually doing the right thing by us. And I was in complete and utter shock and trauma, yet I still had to show up and deliver for my clients these campaigns. So it actually took me another 3 months to walk away from that situation when she was 9 months old, when I officially became a single mom, which unleashed, I guess, 12 years of trauma, which has obviously been publicized. But the second one was in 2013 when she was 9 years old and my appendix burst, and unfortunately I contracted septicemia.
And so those health issues were obviously quite critical to you, and it caused you to go, hang on a second, what am I doing with my life? I need to make some changes.
Yeah, and I think, you know what, the universe always gives you these secret nudges along the highway of life. And I guess, you know, the first one for me, you know, the big one, I guess, was the septicemia and really having to reassess what life was all about, because I came out of that operation, you know, I lost 5 kilos in 8 days. I was given a 6-month recovery from the surgeon, which in actual fact ended up being 3 to 4 years. And I suffered from adrenal and chronic fatigue because I thought that my body was just going to bounce back. And of course, this is the House of Wellness. And I've got to be completely honest with you, Joe. Our bodies do not bounce back unless we nurture them. So I had to start treating myself, I guess, as my own brand. I had to learn the power of saying no to what wasn't right for me and yes to what was going to actually help me, you know, heal my mind, body and soul.
Tori, it's lovely to catch up with you again, and we've had very similar experiences in our career journeys, and it's funny that it's not necessarily when things are going cruisily or exactly how you plan them that the best ideas come about and the best changes come about. And a philosophy of yours that I love is the idea that it's never too late to realign. So you've made a big change out of this kind of rock bottom and rebuilt things in a wonderful way. What advice do you have for anyone listening who does want to make that kind of pivot and put themselves on a completely different pathway to find their best selves?
It's such a great question, Sarah, because I've learned throughout life that challenges are just life lessons, and the life lessons that come to us are there for a reason, because the universe believes that we have the capabilities to view them as possibilities, to evolve and, you know, learn and level up. And challenges actually give us the toolkit to deliver global impact. So the toolkit is us becoming the conduit, or you might like to say like the magician in life, where we actually have the opportunity to lead others through a pathway of change and transformation. So for me, that came towards the end of my career. Like, I had 20 years at the top of my game, and I remember very vividly, we had actually partnered with Chemist Warehouse on behalf of Drew Barrymore's Flower Beauty to bring the brand to Australia. And I remember seeing Drew there at that event at Icebergs, and I, you know, she was talking about raising the bar for women, allowing them to transform, allowing them to step into their power. And I was like, you know what, this is a moment in time. I'm going to shut my agency and I'm going to share the toolkit that I have learned along the highway of life with others. And that really was that transformational moment, because we all have challenges, but it's how we view them as possibilities that takes us to the next level in life. And I think through that entire career path that I'd chosen, the biggest game-changing moment for me was that near-death experience, because I learned that a happy heart was a magnet for miracles. Now, if you're in a job and you're not feeling that happiness and that, you know, happy heartbeat when you get out of bed in the morning, you've got to question what you're doing, and then you've got to go back and anchor to your truth and say, is this really where I want to be tomorrow? And if it's not, you need to actually face what trauma is going on in your life or what challenge is going on in your life, and you need to start taking the time out to view these challenges as possibilities so that you can actually walk down a different highway or runway of life.
I love it. Thank you so much. It's just such a really inspirational story. Check out the podcast Powerful Stories wherever you get your podcast. I think it might just be the inspiration that you need to take that step towards your dreams. Thank you so much, Tori.
You are most welcome. Thank you for having me.
Have a great Sunday. Let's get to a quick call. Hi there, Jacinta in Clyde North.
Oh, good morning. Jared, just a very quick question about the different mineral supplements that we take, vitamins. I don't have any health issues. I'm 61.
Good for you.
So I just want to make sure that there's no conflict with taking the different supplements. Mm. So you highly recommend the ubiquinol?
Yes, I do.
So I take that with 1,000 milligrams of vitamin D, fish oil tablets, garlic vitamin C, echinacea and turmeric powder. Now, I take them all in the morning after breakfast.
Good.
Is that all okay?
Of course. Yes, perfectly okay, especially the ubiquinol, which helps deliver energy. But, yeah, that's fine. There's no issues there at all, Jacinta.
I love Jacinta's got her bottles right there in front of her. It's fantastic.
Very
thanks.
Organized.
You look after yourself, Jacinta. You're doing exceptionally well.
And in just a moment, we're going to be talking more about the key nutrients you need. In this case, it's going to be reproductive health for men. Thanks so much. That's after this.
The House of Wellness, thanks to Chemist Warehouse. Get Go Healthy Oyster Plus Zinc for only $24.99 at Chemist Warehouse. Great savings every day.
131-873 is our number. We've got time for a couple more quick calls, so do keep them coming. First up, though, Gerald, A to Z of vitamins. We're talking oyster plus zinc?
We're talking mainly, yes, oyster shell and oyster as a source of zinc, which, and I did some reading yesterday, and my wife says I need a life, but they discovered back in about 1915 that oysters were a very good source of zinc. But in relationship to male productive health, one, it's a, as you know, without going into a talk about the birds and bees, it takes two to tango. Mm-hmm. And one of the issues that often is neglected is male reproductive health. So we're talking here formation of sperm, motility of sperm, and all those things in the background that go on. And zinc is fundamental, along with selenium, for those things to actually occur. So without healthy sperm, nothing happens. And it's something we probably don't talk about enough.
I definitely think it's something that flies under the radar a bit, even though it's equally as important
yes.
for the whole reproductive process
yes.
that men are looking after their nutrients as well as women.
Yes.
Do men get enough of the nutrients they need in their diet? So should they be supplementing?
I think in good conception planning, Sarah, using a male reproductive supplement like zinc is fundamental. And it's important to plan because we're having children later these days. There are lots of other influences from environmental toxins, and generally sperm health in Australia is actually getting less and less and less. Less healthy sperm, less sperm count, and these are impinging on the challenges of conception.
And it does seem to me that the conversation is so centred around the woman in this equation,
yes.
and that seems like a bit short-sighted.
And it's unfair, and it's taken us a long time to wake up that there actually are two sides to the equation.
Well, the A to Z of Vitamins is brought to you by Go Healthy's Go Oyster Plus Zinc, a convenient, high-strength, one-a-day formulation to support reproductive system health in males. Once around 873 is our number. Good morning there, Chris in Mount Druitt.
Hello, Chris.
Hi, Chris.
G'day, how are you?
We're well. How can we help?
I just want to ask a question because I'm on these tablets called L-O-F-E-N-O-X-A-L tablets.
Yes.
Every time I eat anything or drink fluids and all that, it's just causing diarrhea too many times, and I'm getting very sharp pains in the stomach from it because I just had a left inguinal hernia repaired on the 23rd of June.
Okay.
And all of a sudden, everything I eat or drink, it's just going through me, and it won't stop.
Okay. Now, that medicine you're taking, Chris, is supposed to be offsetting that. It's supposed to be working. So you really have no option but tomorrow or today, but tomorrow, Monday, go back to your doctor, explain that in spite of you having these tablets, nothing's really improving. And what's obviously happened is that surgery has tickled your bowel up a little bit. It needs to be reestablished from a health perspective. Back to the doctor tomorrow. Chris, please.
All the best with that, Chris. And, of course, thank you so much to all of our callers. Head along to houseofwellness.com.au if you have any further questions. Gerald is there to answer your questions. And we'll be back with more House of Wellness after this.
You're listening to the House of Wellness right across Australia. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
Feeling low on energy? Try Go Healthy Pro Activated B Complex from Chemist Warehouse. Formulated with activated vitamin B5, B6 and B12, it helps support energy production, nervous system health and a healthy stress response in the body. Go back to being your energetic self with Go Healthy Pro Activated B Complex in a convenient one-a-day dose for just $35.99 at Chemist Warehouse. Always read the label and follow the directions for use. Chemist Warehouse, great savings every day.
The House of Wellness, thanks to Chemist Warehouse. Get Caruso's Fluid Away for only $34.99 at Chemist Warehouse. Great savings every day.
Well, it has been a lovely hour with you this Sunday. Now, Gerald, before we go, further question with regard to vitamins. We had a lovely sort of summary from Jacinta
yes.
of the vitamins that she takes daily. Mm-hmm. What do you recommend if we're to cover overall health?
Everybody's different. Everybody has their different requirements. But a couple that Jacinta did mention are important. Vitamin D, most Australians are not vitamin D sufficient. We don't have enough levels. So looking at vitamin D and getting a vitamin D test from your GP at some stage is worthwhile. She mentioned ubiquinol. We talked about this last week. We're all constantly saying we're tired for various reasons and daylight saving started, so we're going to be struggling for a few days.
Oh, my gosh.
COVID's knocked a lot of people from a recovery perspective. So ubiquinol is always a popular option at this stage, about 150 milligram every morning and maybe even in the afternoon if you find you're starting to flag late afternoon, early evening. So they're two fundamentals that that list that Jacinta gave that I think are very important.
I have a question for myself and my family. And it's related, though, to what seems to be a very common thing, which is people with these coughs that do not go away. So now my dear husband's had a cough for 3 weeks now, and it's at risk of us destroying a relationship.
Oh, that bad.
It's becoming an issue.
Oh my gosh. But you know, there I've learned from a GP that this is very common, this cough that will not go away. How can we ease the cough?
Because you need to get the Daz to start irrigating his nose, which will be another irrigating challenge to your relationship. So isotonic saline stops the formation of phlegm that runs down the back of your throat that often causes that ongoing irritation. So he can use that morning and night, and you'll be back in love again, Joe.
Look, I shan't be present whilst he does the irrigation, because that's
how's that for romance in a relationship? Yes, nose irrigation, people.
And you ask him to clean up after he's finished.
It sounds like quite a private moment.
Don't be there, Joe. Just don't be there. It's not a group activity.
He cleans his teeth, he's going to clean his nose. It's very simple.
Oh, goodness. Now, make sure you check out House of Wellness TV today. It's back on Channel 7 at midday with a very important conversation about prescription pricing.
Yes, if you're concerned about prices going up and thousands of them have on the 1st of October, check the list on Chemist Warehouse, because there's been no price increases there.
Great to know. Also, there's a House of Wellness lift out today. It's all about healthy skin and hair.
Springtime.
Oh, gosh, springtime. We are looking shiny and bright again.
We are.
Yes.
Well done.
Well done. Check that out. As always, head along to houseofwellness.com.au for more information. As we always say, thanks to our friends at Chemist Warehouse. Sarah, it's been lovely to have you.
Thank you, guys. It's been a pleasure.
Gerald, I'll see you next week. In fact,
all
I'll see
the best.
You all
we
next
will.
Week.
Bye.